بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسر تقديم الشيخ علي الوصيفي حفظه الله ورعاه في محاضرة بعنوان الثبات والتسليم لله رب العالمين، وهذا في يوم الأحد 13 من شوال 1440 هجري الموافق 16 من يونيو 2019 ميلادي. موحدين Publications is pleased to announce a lecture by our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Ali Wasifi, حفظه الله ورعاه, titled Firmness and Submission to the Lord of the Worlds. And that's on the day of Sunday, the 16th, or rather the 13th of Shawwal, 1440 Hijri, corresponding to the 16th of June, 2019 ميلادي. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهدي الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضله الله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن من فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى على المؤمنين أن يثبتهم على كلمة التوحيد في الدنيا وفي الآخرة، وهذا محض فضل وتوفيق من الله عز وجل. وفي ذلك قال سبحانه وتعالى: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله الظالمين، ويفعل الله ما يشاء. فالله عز وجل يثبت المؤمنين على كلمة التوحيد لا إله إلا الله، ويثبتهم على مقتضيات وحقوق كلمة التوحيد لا إله إلا الله. وكذلك يثبتهم الله سبحانه وتعالى في الآخرة. وهذه الآية تتعلق ابتداء بفتنة القبر، عندما يأتي الرجل المؤمن ملكان فيقعدانه ويسألانه: من ربك وما دينك وما النبي الذي بعث فيكم؟ فالذي يثبته الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الموقف هو المؤمن الصادق. فالمؤمن الصادق يقول: ربي الله وديني الإسلام ونبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والمنافق يقول: ها ها لا أدري. المؤمن يقول له رب العزة، أو يقول رب العزة سبحانه وتعالى في شأن أن صدق عبدي فافتح له بابا من الجنة. وأما المنافق فإنه يقول: ها ها لا أدري ثلاثا، فيضرب بمرزبة من حديد لو نزلت على جبل لصارت رمادا. الثبات من الله سبحانه وتعالى، والثبات نوع من أنواع السكينة والطمأنينة والاستقرار. يوفق الله عز وجل إليه العبد عند الفتنة وعند المحنة وعند اشتداد البأس وعند المرض وفي غير ذلك من المواقف. فإن كل موقف يشتد فيه البأس ويشتد فيه الكرب، فإن المؤمن بحاجة إلى الثبات من الله عز وجل. ولذلك كان النبي صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يقول: اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار، ثبت قلبي على دينك. فالنبي صلوات الله وسلامه عليه، وهو من هو الذي رفع الله عز وجل قدره ومقامه وهو في مأمن من تقلب القلوب والأبصار، إلا أنه كان يدعو الله سبحانه وتعالى وكان يسأله أن يثبته على الدين، فكيف بغير الأنبياء والمرسلين؟ ومثل ذلك ما ورد في قول الله تبارك وتعالى عن إبراهيم عليه السلام عندما قال لرب العزة سبحانه وتعالى: واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. فإبراهيم عليه السلام محفوظ معصوم من عبادة الأصنام، ولكن شدة الخوف من الله سبحانه وتعالى تقتضي أن يسأل العبد ربه تعالى ذكره أن يثبته في كل موقف وفي كل حال، مهما كانت درجة إيمانه ومهما كان مقامه عند الله سبحانه وتعالى، إلا أنه لا يستغني أبدا عن طلب الثبات من الله جل جلاله سبحانه وتعالى: واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام. فالثبات مقام يحتاج إليه العبد عند الاضطراب وتغير الزمان وتغير الأحوال وعند الفتن وعند اشتداد البأس ومواجهة الأعداء وعند اشتداد الآلام من الأمراض وعند مفارقة الأهل والأصحاب وعند الهجرة من بلاد الإسلام أو النفي أو غير ذلك مما يتعرض له أهل الإسلام. فهذه أمور كلها اختلاف صورها وأشكالها تحتاج إلى الثبات، وكذلك يحتاج المرء إلى الثبات عند ورود أو توارد الشبهات، فإنه يحتاج إلى الثبات وإلى كلمة الحق التي تدفع الشبهات وتدفع الملمات والنوازل، وكذلك يحتاج المرء إلى الثبات عندما يتعرض إلى الشهوات أو عندما تكثر الشهوات، ولا سيما تلك التي تكثر في بلاد الكفر وتكثر في البلاد التي ليس فيها مآذن ترفع ولا دعاة يدعون إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا سنة يكتفى آثارها، فهذه تحتاج إلى الثبات. وكذلك يحتاج المرء إلى الثبات عند تقارب الزمان في آخر الزمان، عندما ينظر العلم، عندما يقل العلم وعندما يقل العلماء، فإن المرء يحتاج إلى الثبات من الله عز وجل. ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا اقترب الزمان لم تكد رؤيا المؤمن تكذب. فالمؤمن يثبته الله عز وجل بالرؤى والمنامات عندما يتقارب الزمان وعندما تزداد المحن والفتن، وعندما تشتد المحن، فإن المرء يحتاج إلى الثبات من الله سبحانه، فيثبت الله سبحانه وتعالى المؤمنين بهذه المنامات وبهذه الإلهامات حتى يستقيموا على الجادة وحتى يعودوا إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى آمنين سالمين، وحتى يثبتوا على كلمة التوحيد وكلمة الإسلام وكلمة الإخلاص. فحاجة الإنسان إلى الاستقرار والسكينة والطمأنينة عندما تهتز حركة العقول في النفوس، وعندما تضطرب النفوس وتضطرب القلوب، فإن المرء بحاجة إلى الثبات. ولذلك يجب عليه أن يلجأ إلى الله كثيرا يسأله الثبات، فإن الثبات من الله سبحانه وتعالى، كما قال: يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء. تفضل.
آمين. As the Sheikh Abdullah started by saying, Bismillah, verily all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge with Allah from the evils of our own selves and from the evils of our own actions. Wherever Allah guides, nobody will misguide. And whoever Allah misguides, nobody will ever guide. And I bear witness, there's no Lord to be worshipped alone without any partners except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and messenger thereafter. From the excess bounty, from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the believers, that he keeps them, keep the believers firm upon the statement of Tawheed, the statement of monotheism in this life as well as in the hereafter. And this is nothing but an excess bounty and a success that's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the ayat, Allah keeps firm those who have believed with a firm statement in this life of this world and in the hereafter. And Allah will misguide those who are oppressors. And Allah does what He wills. So Allah gives firmness and steadfastness to the believers upon the statement of La ilaha illallah, and upon the necessities of La ilaha illallah, and upon the rights of the statement of Tawheed and monotheism. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him firmness in the hereafter. This ayah, this verse, first and foremost, deals with the fitna of the grave. It deals with the trials and tribulations the believer faces when he is put in the grave. When the believer, when two angels come to the believer in his place in the grave and ask him, who's your Lord, what is your religion, and who was the prophet that came to you? So whoever Allah gives firmness and truthfulness, that was upon truthfulness in his life from amongst the believers, then he will answer by say, my Lord is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my religion is al-Islam, and my prophet was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the hypocrite, he would say, ha ha, I do not know. So the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in regards to him, according to the hadith, my slave is true, my slave is honest. So open a door for him from the paradise, till the end of the hadith. As for the hypocrite, wal-iyadu billah, who would be saying, ha ha, I do not know, three times in a row, he would be hit by a hammer of iron. That if you hit a whole mountain with that hammer, it will turn the mountain into dust. So, firmness is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And firmness in itself, if you want to break it down, is a sort of calamity, serenity, stability, all in one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that firmness to the believer in times of trials and tribulations, in times of fitan, in times of hardship, in times that things are real hard, are real things or affairs are real bad with the believer, in times of sickness, etc., and other times that are related to that. Every circumstance, every situation or affair where things are hard upon the believer, or hardship is increasing upon the believer, or sadness is increasing upon the believer needs his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him upon firmness. This is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say the famous dua, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, O Allah, the one that turns the hearts as well as the sights, thabbit qalbi ala deenik, keep my heart firm upon your religion. That was the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was the one that you all knew who he was sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah raised him in his status and position above and beyond the rest of mankind. The one that was safe from turning of the hearts or turning of the sights. But yet, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always called upon his Lord, made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him firm. So how about other than the prophets and messengers? An example that also narrated about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he told, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him in the Quran, making the dua to Allah, O Allah, wajnubni wa baniya, and keep me safe and my children or my offspring, and na'bud al-asnam, to worship the idols. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was protected from worshiping the idols by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of his severe fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it necessitates, it made it compulsory upon him that he must ask his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep him safe from worshiping the idols as well as his offspring, and keep his offspring safe from worshiping the idols. So it's a necessity, in other words, upon the slave and the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask his Lord to keep him firm in every situation, in every circumstance, and in every affair. No matter what the level of iman he or she was upon, no matter what kind of status he has with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we can never have enough protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can never live without that firmness and without asking for firmness and being saved from Allah, from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Ibrahim said, alayhi salam, and keep me and my offspring safe from worshipping the idols. So firmness is a status that every servant needs from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in time of confusion, especially in times when time itself is changing, where conditions are changing, when fitan, trials and tribulations are severe, when the enemies are lining up against you as a believer, when your own people, your own family is breaking away from you and is standing up against you, or when you are faced with the calamity of migrating from the land of Islam to the land of disbelief, or being kicked out of the land of Islam as a form of punishment to the land of disbelief, or other than that, that the people of Islam may be exposed to, amongst other things. All of this makes you as a believer need to ask your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to be firm and steadfast upon his religion. When so many doubts come to you, when so many desires are exposed on you or upon you, you as a believer need that firmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that pushes the doubts away from you and pushes those calamities away from you. Also, when you are exposed to so much desires, wal'iyadu billah, especially if you live in the land of disbelief, where the call to the adhan, the call to the prayer, is never raised in public, and no callers to the sunnah are available as much as you would like to have him, and is no sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been established the way it is in the land of Islam. All of this makes you in dire need to the firmness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when times are changing, when knowledge and the people of knowledge are far and few in between. The person needs the firmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why when the times are so quick passing you by, when the days are so close to one another, so much so, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the believer, when he or she dreams of something, you can never take that for a lie, but rather it would be a true, honest happening sooner or later. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may keep a believer firm through a dream or through a sighting of some sort or through a sign of some sort when the times are so close to one another, when calamities are so severe. The person needs his Lord in such calamities. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the believers firm with those dreams. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the believer calls upon him to keep him firm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him firm upon the straight path, upon the statement of Tawheed, upon sincerity, upon Islam. The need of the human being for firmness, for stability, when the movement of the minds in itself is in total confusion, when the souls are shaken down, every human being needs that firmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why we ask Allah for thabat. We ask Allah for firmness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, the ayah that we mentioned earlier, verily Allah keeps those who have believed firm with a firm statement in this life of this world and in the hereafter, and misguide those who are oppressors. And Allah does what He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, Shaykh.
Aywa. Abda'.
نعم شيخنا بس برضو من باب التوضيح مسألة أن الله يثبت المؤمن بالرؤى والمنامات يعني ريت لو يكون فيها توضيح أكثر حتى الإخوة ما يفهموني غلط في الترجمة
طيب
لو سمح
الحمد لله والصلاة على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد فقد بينا أن المؤمن بحاجة إلى تثبيت قلبه عند الفتن، ولا سيما عندما يخلو الزمان من العلماء ولا يجد الناس أحدا من العلماء ولا من العقلاء يرجعون إليه ليثبتوا على دينه، وعند ذلك فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى هذا في آخر الزمان يثبت الله عز وجل المؤمنين بالرؤى الصادقة، الرؤى الصادقة، لأن الرؤى أقسام، فهناك رؤية من الله عز وجل وهي الرؤية الصادقة، وهي التي فيها إلهام وتوفيق من الله عز وجل، تضرب فيها الأمثال والإشارات ويتيقظ المؤمن من تفسيرها حقيقة المعاني والمقامات التي يثبت بها على الدين، يرى نفسه يؤذد في الحرم، يرى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يرى الصحابة والتابعين، يراهم، يرى نفسه يقرأ القرآن، يرى نفسه كما قلت يؤذن، فكل هذه علامات من التثبيت إلى الله عز وجل. هناك حلم من الشيطان، أضغاث أحلام من الشياطين، وأضغاث الأحلام لا معنى لها، فهي خرافات وشعبذات وضلالات يلقيها الشيطان في نفوس الناس تحزينا وتبكيتا وتخويفا، وهذه الأحلام والمنامات لا وزن لها ولا قيمة لها،
ما على المؤمن إلا أن يدخل عن يساره وأن يستعيذ بالله سبحانه وتعالى من هذه المنامات وهذه الأحلام. وهناك رؤى مما يحدث الإنسان به نفسه، وهذا عندما تضعف أو يضعف المرء عن مواجهة شيء من الأشياء أو حدث من الحوادث، فأنه يكثر دائما من تحديث نفسه، ولا سيما ما يقع منه في المنام، فإنه يرى الأحداث التي يمر بها أمامه غالبا في مناماته، لأنه لا يستطيع أن يتخلص منها ولا أن يفك معضلاتها. والواجب على المرء أن يعرف الحق حتى يتخلص من وساوس النفس، وحتى يتخلص من وساوس الشيطان، أن يكون على وضوء وعلى طهارة، وأن يقرأ القرآن، وأن يستعيذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وأن يصلي ركعتين قبل أن ينام، وأن يكثر من ذكر الله كثيرا، وأن يكثر من الاستغفار كثيرا، كما كان السلف الصالح رضي الله تعالى عنهم إذا أوى أحدهم إلى فراشه أكثر من ذكر الله زمنا طويلا، فإن ذلك إذا نام على وضوء وعلى ذكر لله سبحانه وتعالى، فإن الشيطان يعيا ويضعف أمامه فلا يستطيع أن يغلبه، لأن ذكر الله عز وجل يصرع الشياطين، إذن المرء في حاجة إلى الثبات عند الفتن وعند المحن، وأعظم ما يحتاج فيه المرء إلى الثبات إذا صاحب أو سمع إلى أهل البدع والأهواء، لأن أهل البدع والأهواء يكثرون إلقاء الشبهات والشكوك، وهذه الشكوك إذا دخلت على القلب فإنها تدخل سريعا بغير حواجز، وإذا دخلت على القلب واستقرت فتن المرء وانغمس والعياذ بالله في النفاق. ولذلك فإن أثر البدعة، لأنها كذب وافتراء على الله، أشد من أثر المعصية والذنوب على القلوب. وإن كانت البدعة تورث، إن كانت المعصية تورث في القلوب ذلا، فإن البدعة تورث ذلا أضعاف ما يورثه أو تورثه المعاصي والذنوب، فذل البدعة أشد من ذل المعصية، كما قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه: إن الذين اتخذوا العجل سينالهم غضب من ربهم وذلة في الحياة الدنيا وكذلك نجزي المفترين. وقد قال الأئمة في قول الله: وكذلك نجزي المفترين، قالوا المفترون هم أهل البدع، هم الذين كذبوا على الله، وكذلك أهل الكفر، فأهل الكفر كذبوا على الله، فأهل البدعة يشتركون مع أهل الكفر مع الفارق في أن هؤلاء افتروا على الله وهؤلاء كذبوا على الله أيضا. ولذلك لعلم كفار قريش عظمة هذا الدين وهذا الوحي، فإنهم كانوا يسعون سعيا عسيسا فيه، العمل على تشويه هذا القرآن وهذه السنة وهذا الاعتقاد. وكانوا يحاولون مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى يغير اعتقاده. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في بيان ذلك في قوله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الإسراء: وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره، يعني لتتقول علينا قرآنا غير هذا القرآن. وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا، يعني إذا وافقتهم في الافتراء على الله عز وجل عند ذلك سيتخذونك خليلا ومقربا ومحبوبا لديهم، كما قال الله عز وجل: ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. فإذا اتبعت ملتهم رضوا عنك. قال: ولولا الله عز وجل، انظر بقى إلى هذا الموقف، ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. والمعنى أن الثبات من الله عز وجل. ولذلك بيّن رب العزة سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحاقة هذا الأمر محذرا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، حيث قال: وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون، ولا بقول كائن قليلا ما تذكرون، تنزيل من رب العالمين. يعني هذا القرآن ليس فيه افتراء. الشعراء ولا فيه دجل الكهنة والقساوسة، إنما هو قول رسول كريم. ثم قال: ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزي. والمراد أنه فرضا، الفرض لا يقع من معصوم عصمه الله عز وجل، ولكن ضرب الفرضية الجدلية لبيان عظم الافتراء على الله، أنه لا حق لأحد مهما كان قدره أن يتقول على الله سبحانه وتعالى بكلمة واحدة، والنبي معصوم من ذلك. ولكن الإشارة هنا إشارة إلى الأتباع وإلى الأصحاب: عليكم بسنة النبي المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولا تفتروا الأكاذيب، ولا تغيروا ولا تبدلوا ولا تحرفوا، فإن هذا الدين كمل من عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي، فليس الدين ناقصا حتى يحتاج إلى من يتممه، فإن الدين كامل. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يكتم كلمة واحدة أمره الله سبحانه وتعالى ببثها وإذاعتها ونشرها وتعليمها للناس، فقد أدى وبلغ الرسالة كاملة. يا أيها النبي بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك، وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته، والله يعصمك من الناس. فهذا فيه بيان للإخوة الأفاضل وأهل العلم والعلماء أنه لا نجاة إلا باتباع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، واتباع هذا الدين كاملا كما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى: فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. والمراد آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به، وضرب المثلية في الإيمان يقتضي التشبه بالصحابة من كل وجه، بمعنى أنه يأخذ كل ما ورد عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في أقواله وأفعاله وتقريراته وأحكامه وأخلاقه وآدابه ومعاملاته، لا يتشبه به في وجه دون وجه، وإنما يأخذ مثل ما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. وما ضل أهل البدع إلا من عدة جهات، إما من جهة ردهم أحاديث الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، أو معارضة أحاديث الرسول، أو تكذيب الصحابة مثل الروافض ومثل المعتزلة، أو تأويلها وتحريفها مثل ما فعل الخوارج والجهمية والمعتزلة والصوفية بالإشارة والذوق وغير ذلك من أهل الكلام الذين حرفوا وبدلوا. وهؤلاء إذا حرفوا وبدلوا اضطربت قلوبهم وعاشوا في شك مريب لا تستقر بهم الأمور ولا الأحوال، حتى إنهم عند الموت إذا كانوا من العلماء والأئمة يبكون بكاء شديدا بسبب أنهم تركوا ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى التأويل المنحرف، وبسبب أنهم سلكوا ضربا غير ضرب أهل الحديث والأثر، هذا الضرب لم يوصلهم إلى الإيمان وإنما أوصلهم إلى الحيرة والشك والعياذ بالله. ولذلك يجب على المرء أن يبتعد عن أهل الشبهات وأن يسأل الله الثبات على الدين، هذا في مسألة المنهج. تفضل يا أخ.
آمين، جزاكم الله خير.
الله يسلمك.
جايز نحتاج مساعدة إن شاء الله بعد الآيات، لكن ربنا ييسر الأمور. الشيخ حوض الله continued by saying الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Thereafter, we have clarified that the believer is in dire need to the firmness from his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in dire need to be upon thabat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's in dire need for his heart to be firm, especially during times of fitan and trials and tribulations. Especially, and this is what you're supposed to be paying attention to, dear brothers and sisters, when the time comes when there's no more scholars around you. في عندكم في دوشة في الصوت، كان في هوا بيكو في التليفون.
أصلني سيء العربي، طبعا أطالك الصوت وأطالك.
جزاكم الله خير. So especially when the time comes when there's no more scholars around. So when the time comes that you don't find scholars around or people of reason around to return to, that is at the end of times. Then Allah keep the believers firm by giving them true sightings, by giving them true dreams, because the dreams are of several categories. There's a type of dream that is called ru'ya, that comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the true ru'ya. In it, the believer find an inspiration, find success, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sees certain signs, certain signals by which the believer is certain of the reality of the meanings and the status of what Allah is trying to tell him, by which the believer stays firm upon the religion of Allah. Examples of this, as the Sheikh said, that the believer during those times may find himself or herself dreaming that he's making adhan in the haram, in Mecca or Medina. Or a dream in which the believer sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Or the believer sees one of the Sahaba or Tabi'een in his dream. Or the believer sees himself or herself reciting the Quran in the dreams. All of these are signs of firmness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is the normal type of dream, which in Arabic may be referred to as hilm or ahlam, adghath wa ahlam, or maybe false dreams. And the false dreams have no meaning whatsoever to the believer, but rather it may be just reflections or misguidance or superstitions or anything that the shaitan, that it comes from the way of the shaitan or Satan, that the shaitan throws in the nufus or the souls of the people or the hearts of the people to make them fearful of certain incidents or happenings, or to stop the people from doing something that's useful for themselves and so on, or make them fearful of something that may happen to them later on. And that is from the shaitan. So these ahlam or these dreams have no weight whatsoever to the believer. And once you get one of those dreams, as the Sheikh said, nothing upon you except to spit to your left, spit to the left, and seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from such dreams by saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. And there are, as the Sheikh said, there are ru'a or dreams that happen as a reflection. And this is actually a third category. I should not have mentioned that in the second one. And there are dreams that are a reflection of what happens to the human being in his life. Especially when the person gets weak in facing whatever hardship he or she is dealing with in this life. So the individual or the person end up talking to himself, in other words, in his dreams. Especially, yani, when the person is going through some sleep. So you might find certain events in your life, for the most part, happening in your dreams, because you, as a believer, cannot get rid of those happenings or those events. And what is a must upon you in those cases and other cases? To know the truth, to learn the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you would get rid of those reflections or those whispers of the shaitan, by making sure that before you go to bed, you're upon wudu, you're upon cleanliness, you're upon tahara, you have recited as much Quran as you are able to do so, you're upon istighfar, you're upon dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the Salaf al-Salih, the past predecessors, used to do. When one of them is about to go to bed, he would mention Allah so much for so long before he or she goes to bed. And if they are about to go to bed, they make sure they're upon wudu, because the shaitan will be sick and will be weak in the process of making such an individual listen to him. The remembrance of Allah will literally overcome the devils. And this is why you, as a believer, in dire need to the firmness, to the thabat, at times of fitan, times of trials and tribulations and hardships. And the greatest of which that may afflict you as a believer, if you take for companion or you heard to one of the people of innovations or one of the people of desires, wa'ayyadu billah. Because they are known to throw so much doubts and so much suspicion in the hearts of the believers. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. If one of those suspicions or doubts enter the hearts, it enters quickly, without any barrier whatsoever. And once it is firm in the heart, then it will lead to so much trials and tribulations for the individual. So much so that the individual will drown in hypocrisy. And it will drown, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, in so much evil. This is why the effect of innovation or innovations or bid'ah is more severe upon the believer than the effect of sin and evil deeds upon the hearts of the believers. Even though al-masiyah or the sin will leave behind something in the hearts, something of humiliation and wal-iyadhu billah degradation in the hearts of the believers, but the bid'ah will leave a whole lot, multiples of degradation as well as humiliation in the hearts of the believers that the sin will never come close to. So the humiliation of innovations are much more severe than the humiliation of sin or ma'asiyah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in His book, verily those who have taken the bull or the calf as partners along with the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the humiliation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come down upon them from the Lord. And this is how we punish those who are liars. And this is how we punish those who are liars. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And that's in Surah Al-A'raf. Certainly those who took the calf for worship, wrath from the Lord and humiliation will come upon them in the life of this world. Thus do we recompense those who invent lies. Thus do we recompense those who invent lies. So the liars in this ayah, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah, are the people of innovations. Then the ones that lied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as the people of disbelief have lied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of innovations and the people of disbelief are partners in lying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, due to the fact that the disbelievers of Quraysh knew and were fully aware of the revelation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet they were trying very, very hard to defame this belief. And in defame the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well as the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they tried in every shape or form with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to change his belief. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Al-Isra, وَإِنْ كَانُوا يَفْتُنُوكَ
وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ
وَإِنْ كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ
عَنْ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ.
أنا طلعت ال... كادوا يفتنونك
عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره.
سبحان الله، مش عارف يطلع عندي خالص في الثانية على شيء.
ليفتنونك.
نعم، سورة الإسراء. سبحان الله، نعم، هذه جزاكم الله خير. As Sheikh Abdullah was helping me out and I found the correct translation, well, alhamdulillah minna. Wa in kadu laftinunaka 'an alladhi awhayna ilayk litaftari 'alayna ghayra wa idhan lattakhadhuka khalila. Verily they were about to tempt you away from that which we have revealed, the Quran, unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to fabricate something other than it against us. And then they would certainly have taken you as a friend. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. As the Shaykh Abdullah said, and another ayah that goes in hand with this ayah to explain it even further, is the famous ayah that we all know, and the Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow their own belief. and the Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow them in their own beliefs. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued in Surah Al-Isra by saying, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ لِقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكِنَ إِلَيْهُمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. And had we not made you stand firm, you would nearly have inclined to them a little. You would verily have inclined towards them a little. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in Surah Al-Haqqah this great matter, warning our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and telling him the famous ayat, and this is وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعْرٍ. Now, in Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving him a warning, it is not وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعْرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. It is not the word of a poet. Little is that you believe. وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer or a foreteller. Little is that you remember. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a revelation sent down from the Lord of Al-Alameen, mankind, jinns, and all that exists. From all of the above ayat, as the Shaykh Subhanallah, he says, this Quran we learn has no lies of the poets, for example, and is no superstition of the magicians or even the preachers from other religions. As our Lord Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned also another ayah. تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل.
ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل.
هذه سورة الحاقة برضو. سبحان الله.
نعم.
As the Sheikh Abdullah corrected me again. ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل. ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل. And if he Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم had forged a false saying. نعم. If Muhammad, as the Sheikh said, Havadullah, if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed or had, as the Noble Quran states, had forged a false saying concerning us, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينَ, we surely should have seized him by his right hand or with his power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till the end of this ayat in Surah Al-Haqqah. Oh, ثُمَّ تَقَطَّعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ. Naam. And then... ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين. سامحوني انا قاعد اقرا الخط صغير جدا عندي. الله اكبر. ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين. And then certainly should have cut off his life artery or aorta. فما منكم من احد. نعم. As the Sheikh said, الاورطه or the يعني the, as also mentioned in English, aorta is the one that's connected to the heart. The vein, the main artery that's connected to the heart. So from this ayat, the Sheikh Abdullah said, oh, and actually we continue the ayat, I'm sorry. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. And none of you could withhold us from punishing him. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And verily, this Quran is a reminder for the muttaqin, for the pious. احنا وقفنا ظننا عند المتقين يا شيخ صح ونور
التقين.
نعم. So here the Sheikh said حفظه الله, given the assumption just out of argument to show the greatness or the horrendous lies that they try to forge upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, this ayat shows us that Allah is giving you an example of an assumption just out of argument to show you the greatness or the horrendous, rather, the great horrendousness of lying upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because nobody, no matter who they are, what their status is allowed to lie upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was free from so. And here the Sheikh said the ayat points to how the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the followers of the companion Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were upon. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, the hadith upon you is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. upon you, rather, not the hadith, the Sheikh Hafidh Allah said, upon you is to stick to the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do not fall for the lies that people fabricate upon Allah or His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because that will lead, as is the case with people of bid'ah and people of disbelief, to much humiliation or layad of bid'ah. And do not deviate, do not change anything from the religion of Allah. Upon you to follow again the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his religion without any changing, without any deviation, and take it wholeheartedly. Because verily, all of the religion is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and verily, the religion of Allah is complete from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, and also mentioned the ayat, today I have perfected upon you my religion, meaning religion of Allah, till the end of this ayat, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, and perfected upon you and completed upon you my blessings, and I'm pleased with Islam as religion for you. The religion of Allah was never short of anything. The religion of Allah was never deficient of anything, so anybody would come around, wal-iyadu billah, and try to complete it. But rather, the religion of Islam is complete beyond any doubt. This is why the Prophet ﷺ never said a single word except upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon revelations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why our Prophet ﷺ told us the whole message wholeheartedly, complete, without any deficiencies whatsoever. As our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha an-nabiy balligh ma أنزل إليك من ربك. نعم. In the ayah, O Prophet of Allah, tell the people what have been revealed upon you from your Lord. Tell the people what have been revealed to you from your Lord. And this ayah, you find it, I think it's Surah Al-Ma'idah. O Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaim the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord. سمحنا شيخ خط وقع. And if you do not... Naam. And if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from mankind. Verily, Allah guides not the people who disbelieve. Again, the Messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, proclaimed the message which has been sent down to you from your Lord. And if you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from mankind. Verily, Allah guides not the people who disbelieve. And this ayah, Ya ayyuha al-Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, wa illam taf'am fama ballaghta risalatih. Wallahu ya'asimuka min al-nas, inna allaha la yahdi al-qawm al-kafirin. Allah will protect you from the people. Verily, Allah does not guide those who have disbelieved. And in this, as the Sheikh said, is a clear bayan for all of the brothers, for all the honorable brothers, and all of the students of knowledge, and all of the scholars, there is no safety or salvation except by following what came from Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلَ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اهْتَدَوْا وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So if they believe in the like of that which you believe, then they are rightly guided. But if they turn away, then they are only in opposition. So Allah will suffice you against them. And He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. So Allah will suffice you against them, and He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. So what is the objective here, the Sheikh said, Hafidhahullah? That they have believed, meaning the believers, have believed in what exactly have come down upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions have taken from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is to resemble the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every facet and form. In other words, to take everything that came from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his statements, in his actions, in his affirmations and confirmations, in his manners, in his rulings and judgments, and in his daily dealings, and so on. Because he cannot be firm. You cannot be a true believer upon firmness without all of these forms from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You cannot attain firmness by letting go of one of those forms. But rather, the only way to be firm is to be upon everything that came from the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is why, you see, the people of innovations have been misguided because they have lost one of those forms, or a few of them. They either refuted the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or they objected to one or two of the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or they lied, or they refused, wal'iyadu billah, some of the statements of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just like al-Rawafid wal-Mu'tazila, or they deviated altogether and falsely interpreted, and it changed the meanings of the ayat as well as the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, just like the groups of al-Khawarij or al-Jahmiyyah or al-Sufiyya, by pointing to that kind of wal'iyadu billah deviation. And other than that, from the people of speech and philosophy, those who have deviated and changed in the religion of Allah. This is why all of these groups, their hearts are confused, and they are living in dire suspicion, and their affairs will never be stable and never be firm, and the condition is always constantly changing from worse to worse. So much so that when time of death comes to them, you find even their scholars are crying severely because they have left so much our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, because of the false interpretation, wal'iyadu billah, and the whatever deviation they were upon. And because they turned away, wal'iyadu billah, from the statements of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the statements of the companion. And this is why they have reached such a point of confusion and such a point of suspicion, wal'iyadu billah. This is why it's a must to stay away from people of desires. This is why it's a must to stay away from all of the different groups and sects. This is why it's a must to ask Allah for thabat upon his religion, upon the deen. And this is in regards to matter of manhaj or methodology of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fadhal Sheikh.
Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mas'alat tawarud al-fitan an tariqi ahli al-shubuhat kathiratin jiddan fi hadha al-zaman. وأصحاب الفتن لا يألون جهدا من السعي في تفتيت وحدة المسلمين وإشاعة الفتنة بينهم. ومن الواجب على المسلم فضلا عن طالب العلم ألا يستمع إلى أصحاب الفتن وإلى أصحاب الشبهات، وذلك لأن المخرج من الفتنة إنما يتوقف على عدة أمور. الأمر الأول هو مصاحبة أهل العلم وأهل الحديث والأثر، والمراد الأئمة الكبار الذين ثبتوا على الجادة وجاوزوا القنطرة وشهد لهم العلماء بالعلم والفطنة والحكمة والصبر، وثبت لهم جهد كبير في الدعوة إلى الله عز وجل، وصبروا على ما أوذوا، واهتدى بهم خلق كثير في الأمة الإسلامية. فمثل هؤلاء هم الذين يجب على المرء أن يكون مصاحبا مهتديا بأقواله. قال تعالى: فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. فقال تعالى يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. الرجل من يكون عالما أو متعلما على سبيل النجاة أو صاحب فتنة. فالعالم هو الرجل الذي يثبت على الحق، وإذا حكم حكم بالعدل والإنصاف، ليس فيه تهور، وليس فيه إحنة ولا حقد ولا غل نحو المسلمين، ويرد ربا علميا لا يتنابز فيه بالألقاب، ولا يسب ولا يشتم ولا يطعن، وإنما يستدرك على المخطئ بعلم. فإن الرجل إذا أخطأ، وكلنا ذو خطأ، وكفى بالمرء نبلا أن تعد معايبه، فإنه بحاجة إلى من يصلح خطأه ويستدرك عليه. أما إذا طعن وسب وشتم وانحاز في جهة بعيدا عن العلماء، وقام يهمز ويلمز ويجعل كل مخطئ معيبا مذموما في فعله، فهذا يستحق الضرب بالصوت، ويستحق الجلد، وأن ذلك من عادات أهل البدع والأهواء. لا تجد مبتدعا إلا وقد حمل في قلبه بغض أهل الحديث والأثر، وسب أهل الحديث والأثر، وتتبع زلات العلماء وسقطاتهم من أجل إسقاطهم ومن أجل القضاء عليهم، لا من أجل النصح والبيان والإرشاد. العلماء الأكابر هم الأمن والأمان في الأمة، ولا يجب على المرء أن يستبدل بهم غيرهم ممن هم دونهم في المرتبة والمكانة. فالعلماء الأكابر أوثق، ولا يزال الناس بخير، لا يزال الناس بخير ما كانوا مع العلماء الأكابر الذين جاوزوا القنطرة وشهد لهم أهل العلم بالهداية والدراية. أسأل الله عز وجل أن يلحقنا بالصالحين منهم يا رب العالمين.
آمين.
الأمر الآخر أن يبتعد عن أهل الشبهات والشهوات بعد، حتى لا يزل قلبه. فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لعائشة: يا عائشة، إذا رأيت الذين يتبعون ما تشابه منه فأولئك الذين سمى الله فاحذروه، هم الذين قال الله عز وجل فيهم: فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء التأويل. وفيما ورد عن أبي داود أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا سمعتم بالدجال أو من سمع بالدجال في أرضه فلينأ عنه، يعني يفر ويهرب منه. فوالذي نفسي بيده إن الرجل لا يلقاه وهو مؤمن فيكفر لما يلقى عليه من الشبهات. فالمؤمن لا يظن أنه أقوى من الشبهات، ولا سيما إذا كان مبتدئا أو كان طالب علم على لا يعرف غوامض المشكلات والمعضلات من الأقوال والأحكام، ولا يعرف غوامض الأسرار المنحرفة عند أهل البدع والضلال، ولا يعرف الأحكام التي تبطل أقوال أهل البدع والضلال. فهذا لا يجب عليه أبدا وهو غير متمكن أن ينخرط في الكلام مع أهل البدع والسلام والسماع لهم، ويقول أنا أقوى في الرد عليهم وهو لا يستطيع أن يرد عليهم. من سمع بالدجال في أرض فلينأى عنه فإن الرجل لا يلقاه وهو مؤمن فيكفر لما يلقى عليه من الفتن. فالشبهات لا يستطيع المرء ولا يطمئن المرء على أن يحفظ قلبه إذا وردت عليه. ذا كان مالك رحمه الله يقول: يا هذا أنت في شك من دينك، فذهب إلى من يشك فشك معه. أو كلما جاءنا رجل أجدل من رجل تركنا ما جاء به جبريل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى جدله. الأمر الآخر في الثبات، يبقى الأمر الأول هو مصاحبة الأخيار، الأمر الثاني هو الهروب من الأشرار وأهل البدع، الأمر الثالث وهو مقدم على كل شيء وهو أن يسأل العبد رب الثبات: اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار ثبت قلبي على دينك. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يثبت قلوبنا على دينه. والباب واسع والعناصر متعددة، وأكتفي بهذا القدر إلى محاضرة أخرى بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى، وصلى اللهم على محمد وعلى آله.
آمين، جزاكم الله خير.
طيب الشيخ حفظ الله كنتين بايسين الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Here is a point, the point of how the fitan trials and tribulations keep coming one after the other from the way of people of desires, whims and desires, wal'iyadu billah, in so many forms in this time and place. People of fitan will not spare any effort and any expense in causing breakup and division amongst the ranks of the Muslim, and in spreading fitna amongst the ranks of the Muslims. This is why it's a must upon the believer, let alone the student of knowledge. In addition to the student of knowledge, that he or she will never give an ear to the people of trials and tribulations or the people of whims and desires. This is why that the only exit, the only way out of a trial and tribulation from any fitna is related to one of many affairs. Or, naam, is yani connected to one of three affairs here. The first of which is to find companionship with the people of knowledge, people of hadith and author. And what is meant by that is to hold on to the major scholars, those that have been firm upon the truth, upon the correct way of the religion of Allah, those who have crossed the bridge. شيخنا جواز القنطرة هنا بنتكلم على القنطرة يوم القيامة؟
لا، القنطرة اللي هو الرجل اللي شهد له أهل العلم بالعلم والهداية وثبت على ذلك، يقولون عنه جاوز القنطرة، يعني رجل الله بلغ من العلم ومن الكبر المقام الرفيع وثبت في المحن التي تعرض لها فلم يقل بقول مخالف لأهل الحديث والأثر.
سبحان الله.
وكانت أخطاؤه أقل بكثير، يعني كفى بالمرء نبلا أن تعد معايبه.
نعم،
زي الشيخ ربيع والشيخ عبيد والشيخ الفوزان والشيخ ابن باز، الناس اللي هم دول يقال عنهم جاوز القنطرة، يعني رجل عاش حياته لم يفتن في دينه ولم يتغير ولم يتحول عما عرفه العلماء والأئمة.
اللهم بارك، اللهم اجعلنا منهم. As the Sheikh حفظه الله said, and what we mean by crossing the bridge, we're talking about the scholars that have reached the level of knowledge and the level of age and been through so much fitan, trials and tribulations, and stood firm upon the religion of Allah. And all of the other scholars of their time have witnessed and testified to them of being upon knowledge and upon firmness in this religion. As the Sheikh said, the likes of Sheikh Rabi'a, the likes of Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri, the likes of Sheikh al-Fawzan, just have reached us such a level in which their good deeds and their contributions to the Ummah have far surpassed the very few mistakes they ever made. And the scholars have testified to them who have been upon knowledge, upon patience, upon wisdom, amongst other things. The scholars have testified to them who have been upon patience, upon whatever trials and tribulations they had to stand up to and face off. And so many of the creation of Allah have been guided upon their hands. Allahu Akbar. As the Shaykh mentioned, the famous proverb, it is suffices for a believer honor to count his mistakes. It suffices the honor of the believer to count his mistakes. The likes of those scholars are the ones that is a must upon us as believers to follow and hold on to. As our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in the Quran, so ask the people of dhikr, the people of remembrance, if you do not know. Also another ayah, O you who believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kunu ma Allah. O you who believe, be with your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And have taqwa of Allah. O you who believe, be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wattaqu Allah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. And have taqwa of Allah and be along with the truthful. As also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in another ayah, verily, yarfa'u Allah alladhina utul ilma minkum darajat. Verily, Allah raised. I stand corrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises those who have believed from amongst you and those who have been given the knowledge from amongst you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many different levels and degrees. So the scholar is the man that have been firm and strong upon the truth. And if he is to rule or be a judge in any matter, he would judge with justice and fairness, without any doubt and without any enmity and without any hatred for anybody. And if he is to answer and refute anybody, he would answer and refute and criticize scientifically or academically according to the Quran and Sunnah and the understanding of the past predecessors. A scholar never exchange insults with anybody and never exchange evil names or nicknames with anybody, never curses or insults anybody, but rather he criticizes with knowledge and adjust the mistakes of a person based upon knowledge. Because verily, if a man makes a mistake, he is liable to make a mistake as a believer, first and foremost. As the Shaykh Hafidhahu Allah, suffices the believer of nobility that you can count his mistakes or her mistakes. Because every one of us is in dire need to always catch up to our mistakes and correct our own mistakes. And everybody has the right to correct their own mistakes. As for those, wal-iyadu billah, who curse and insult and take sides away from the scholars and start backbiting or slandering other people, that kind of person deserves to be whipped with the salt, yani, to be whipped. Wal-iyadu billah. Because this is from the habits of people of innovations. These are the habits of people of whims and desires. You do not find from the people of innovations except, or people of desires, except enmity and hatred and that kind of action against the people of hadith and other. They're in the business of following the mistakes of those who are upon the sunnah for the sake of broadcasting those mistakes. They're not in the business of following the mistakes for the sake of helping their brothers correct their mistakes. So it's not a must. It's not a must upon the individual to follow other than him. How can I say this? لا يجب على المرء أن يتبع غيرهم لأنهم في المكانة. شيخنا معلش الكلام ضاع مني هنا برضو كتبت بسرعة شوية. لما تكلمنا عن أهل البدع نقول لا تجب من أهل البدع وأهل الأهواء إلا الغل والحقد ضد أهل الحديث والأثر وتتبع أخطاء أهل السنة من أجل فضحهم وليس من أجل تصحيحهم صح؟
أي من أجل إسقاطهم وليس من أجل الاستدراك عليهم.
نعم
وتصحيح أخطائهم.
نعم طيب بعدها يا شيخنا قلنا أو يعني بارك الله فيكم قلتم لا يجب على المرء أن يتتبع غيرهم لأنهم في المكانة.
لا يجب على المرء أن يتتبع أخطاء وزلات العلماء أو من جعل كل مخطئ من أهل السنة معيبا مذموما فهذا من علامات أهل البدع.
الله أكبر.
من جعل طيب. كل مخطئ من أهل السنة معيبا مذموما ودي كلمة تضاف لشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله.
نعم الله أكبر.
هذا من علامات أهل البدع وقال بالنص هذا مبتدع ضال.
نسأل الصلاة فيه. As I asked the Sheikh Hafidhahullah for more correction on the subject matter here since I wrote a little too quick and I kind of يعني messed it up a little bit in my writing, Allah musta'an. The Sheikh said Hafidhahullah ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned something very important. Whenever you find somebody following the mistakes of the people of Sunnah, following the mistakes of the people of Sunnah, and that's all he does, wal'iyadu billah, for the sake of making them fall or for the sake of exposing them, and not for the sake of catching onto their hands and correcting them. This is from the signs of the people of innovations. This is from the signs of people of whims and desires. But rather, Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, whoever follows the mistakes of the people of each and every individual of the people of Sunnah for the sake of just exposing them, wal'iyadu billah, then he is dal. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ He is a misguiding person upon innovation. وَالْعَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ As we know from the famous statement of the past predecessors, that the people are still upon goodness, upon khair, as long as they are with the major scholars. Those who have crossed the bridge, as we explain what the bridge means. Referring to major scholars, the likes of Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Ubayd al-Jabri, and Sheikh al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْمَعِينَ As the Sheikh said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst them, from amongst those who always hold on to the major scholars. Ameen, ameen. And the second point here that we must keep in mind, to stay away from the people of desires, from people of whims and desires. So much so that you're far from being pulled down by them. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, to Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, if you see those who are following similarities of the religion or similizing the religion, so be warned of them, stay away from them. O Aisha, if you see those who are following similarities or the similizing the religion, so stay away from them. And that, as the Sheikh said, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, as mentioned in the ayah, in the Quran, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سَاقُوا in Surah Saf, أعظم سورة الصف كانت صح. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ لِمَ تُؤْذُونَنِي وَقَدْ تَعْلَمُونَ أَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبِهِمْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الله نعم أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. هي دي الآية يا شيخ صح اللي هي خاصة بحديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لعائشة.
لا الخاص حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام لعائشة هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات المحكمات هن أم الكتاب سورة آل عمران.
طيب
وأخرى متشابهات فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله. يبقى الآية فأما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويل.
نعم سورة آل عمران. الله مبارك. As the Sheikh Abdullah mentioned the ayat in Arabic, and just to avoid repetition, I'm just going to read the English translation. It is He who has sent down to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the book, this Quran. In it are verses that are entirely clear. They are the foundations of the book, and those are the verses of al-ahkam, commandments, etc., al-fara'id, obligatory duties, and al-hudud, legal laws for the punishment of thieves, adulterers, etc., and others not entirely clear. So as for those, and this is what we need to pay attention to, that goes hand in hand with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ to Aisha radiallahu anha. So as for those in whose hearts there is a deviation from the truth, they follow that which is not entirely clear thereof, seeking al-fitna, polytheism and trials, etc., and seeking for its hidden meanings. And that's what the hadith refers to, the hidden meanings. But none knows its hidden meanings save Allah, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are firmly grounded in knowledge say, we believe in it, the whole of it, clear and unclear verses, are from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And none receive admonition except men of understanding. And none receive admonition except men of understanding, according to Tafsir al-Tabari in this translation. As the Sheikh Abdullah said, الحديث كان لأبو داود يا شيخ إذا سمعتم بالدجال فلينأ عنه.
يهرب منه.
نعم بس هذا الحديث لأبو داود صح؟
أي سنة أبو داود.
نعم إن السنة أبو داود رحمه الله he mentioned that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you hear of the Dajjal, the Antichrist, run away from him. If you hear of a Dajjal, the Antichrist, run away from him. Because whoever think to himself that he's safe, and then that he, yeah, they, I'm
sorry,
oh, for verily, the one that will meet him, meaning meet the Dajjal, verily, the man that would meet the Dajjal while he's a believer, he may end up in disbelief, wal-iyadu billah. Verily, the man that may meet the Dajjal from amongst the believers will end up in disbelief, wal-iyadu billah. So you as a believer don't ever think or assume that you are safe from any whims and desires, especially if you're a beginner, especially if you do not know the deep meanings of certain aspects of the religion. Except, especially, as mentioned in the previous ayah that we mentioned, and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ to Aisha. As the Sheikh added to that, especially if you're not aware of the rulings that will nullify the ways and means of people of innovations and people of philosophy, wal-iyadu billah, or their statements. Except if you're mutamakkin, if you're strong in your religion and in your proofs, do not feel safe to be around them in any shape or form, especially if you're not able to refute them. So whoever hears of the Dajjal, as mentioned in the hadith also of Abi Dawood, as we mentioned earlier in the hadith of Abi Dawood, so shubuhat or doubts, no human being, no believer can ever feel safe from. And do not ever take comfort that your heart is safe from that when shubuhat or doubts come to you, wal-iyadu billah. Al-Imam Malik, rahimahullah, answered the guy that came to him with some doubts. And he said, to me, you look like you have doubts in your religion. So go and sit with those who have doubts like you. So go and sit with those who have doubts like you. And he left him alone. And the last affair regarding being firm upon the religion of Allah. So now, just to recap, the first of which was to take companionship with those who are upon goodness, meaning refer and hold on to the major scholars. And the second is to run away from those who are evil, meaning run away from the people of whims and desires, as well as people of innovations. And the third and final one, which is ahead and beyond or above all of the above, is to ask your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. That al-abd must ask his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala for thabat. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith that we mentioned in the beginning of this lecture, Allahumma ya muqallib al-qulub wal-absar, O Allah, the turner of the hearts and the sights, thabbit qalbi ala deenak, make my heart firm upon your religion. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Shaykh concluded by saying, to make us from those that Allah keep us firm, keep our hearts firm upon his religion. And the chapter regarding this affair is huge, and the material is pretty much unlimited. So at this point, we suffice ourselves with what we mentioned. And in conclusion, as a translator, I say forgive me for taking so long and stopping so many times to make sure that I got the right translation of the verses and corrections from the Shaykh Hafidhahullah. I say anything that I said that's correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that I said that is not correct is definitely from myself and or from the shaitan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الشيخ معنا؟ سامحونا يا شيخ. في أي إضافة؟
لا خير إن شاء الله. لا خير إن شاء الله تعالى.
طيب إن شاء الله.
الصفة كانت كلمة واحدة بعد الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
نعم.
فمن الموانع التي يحفظ الله عز وجل أو من الأمور التي يحفظ الله عز وجل بها العبد من الوقوع في الفتن أو عند ورود أو توارد الفتن الانشغال بالعبادة الانشغال بالطاعة والانشغال بالذكر ذلك لأن الشيطان إنما يريد أن يشغل المرء بالفتنة حتى ينسى الذكر والعبادة والدعاء أنت الذكر والعبادة والدعاء فإذا نسي الذكر والعبادة والدعاء تسلطت عليه الشبهات من كل جانب فلا يجد لنفسه مخرجا منه من جهة العلم والمعرفة هذا من جهة ومن جهة ضعف الدين والنفس من جهة أخرى لأن المرأة إذا ضعف في دينه وضعفت نفسه أصبح قلبه محلا للشبهات ومحلا للفتن أما إذا قوي دينه وقويت نفسه فإن إيمانه يدفع عنه لزغات الشيطان ويدفع عنه الشبهات ويدفع عنه الوقوع فيما يقع فيه أهل الجهل والفرق والمقالات عزنا الله إياكم منه
امين امين شيخنا هل تسمح لنا بسؤال واحد عليه الصلاه والسلام طيب ان شاء الله there will be one more question the sheikh allowed us to have but in conclusion the sheikh Hafidhahullah said alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah also from the matters that by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve you as a servant of Allah from falling into fitan and transient tribulations or when hardships keep coming one after the other is to keep yourself busy with obedience of Allah and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship of Allah. This is why, this is because the shaitan always wants to keep you busy as a person with matters of trials and tribulations, so much so that you would forget the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the worship and the dua upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the point that all kind of doubts will enter upon you from all kinds of sides and you would not find an exit out of it. So this is from the way of knowledge and this is from the way of knowledge. As from the way of also the weakness of the religion and the weakness of the nafs, walayadu billah. Because if your religion is weak and if your nafs is weak, you would become an easy target for all kind of doubts and all kinds of fitan to come into after you, come onto you. Wal-iyadu billah. نسأل الله السلامة والعافية. So again, if you are weak in your religion, if you are weak in your nafs, you become a placeholder or a receptacle for all kinds of shubuhat and all kinds of fitan. As for the person that stays strong upon his religion and keep his nafs strong upon the obedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will push away from him the shaitan and will push away from him all of the statements of people of whims and desires and people of innovation, amongst other evil statements. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Naam.
Wadah.
Naam, Shaykhna. Barakallahu feekum. So that's the question. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Faddala, Shaykhna. Zakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Allah yisallam. Zakumullah khair. Samhuna tatweel. طيب ده شيخ حفظه الله الشيخ had to go pretty late and he's traveling وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. And again, as a translator, anything that I said that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anything that I said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaytan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.